You may recognize the talking drums of Senegalese drummer Massamba Diop. Diop's rhythms can be heard soaring above many of the Black Panther movies' orchestral and choral arrangements. The longtime musician has traveled around the world to play music and to introduce people to his instrument. He recently visited the U.S. and met with middle school students in Connecticut to talk about his drums, life in West Africa, and the making of Black Panther. Diane Orson of Connecticut Public Radio has the story.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Massamba Diop. I come from Senegal, West Africa.
Seventh graders at the Roger Ludlow Middle School in Fairfield, Connecticut, listen and watch very carefully as master drummer Massamba Diop introduces them to his small but fiery instrument called the talking drum. Diop cradles the small tunable drum under his left arm, then compresses and releases its tension strings while beating its head with a stick.
In Senegal, we call this tama drum. Everywhere in the world, we call this talking drum. Drum talking.
Diop performs around the globe as the lead drummer for Afropop superstar Baba Mal. He's also worked with musicians like Peter Gabriel, Herbie Hancock, and James Brown. Today, he's in Connecticut as part of the Senegal America Project, which he co-founded more than a decade ago, using music as a vehicle to encourage cross-cultural understanding. He has the students follow him in a call-and-response chant, Somawai, which means my friend in Diop's native language, Wolof.
Hey.
The school's social studies program often brings in people to enhance the study of world cultures and has worked with the Senegal America Project for several years, has even taken students to Africa. Richard Haxey teaches geography and culture.
The artists use the music as their vehicle. We, at my school, we were trying to use our classroom as that vehicle to teach the kids about global citizenship.
And this year, students are especially excited about studying Africa because many have heard Massamba Diop's drumming featured on the score for the movie Black Panther. 13-year-old Aaron Field is a fan.
Massamba played the drums every time the Black Panther stepped up and every time you saw him in a scene. I think it was one of my favorite Marvel movies yet. I loved it.
Next on the schedule, students are treated to a high-energy concert in the school auditorium. As the event winds down, U.S. co-founder of the Senegal America Project and fellow musician Tony Vaca talks about performing with Diop.
First of all, he's playful and ferocious all at the same time. He's playful as in, let's go, and ferocious as in, if you can't keep up, you're in the dust.
Later, Diop sits down to talk about recording the music for Black Panther. He first met the film's composer when Ludwig Göransson was in Senegal, touring with singer Baba Mal, researching the sounds and rhythms of Africa to weave into his compositions. Baba Mal's voice can be heard soaring over the hilltops in the film as the main character, T'Challa, enters the mythical African nation of Wakanda. While in Senegal, Göransson asked Diop to improvise around the name of the main character, T'Challa. Here he demonstrates how his talking drum talks.
T'Challa.
After that.
T'Challa.
Like that.
I do that the same. Oh, yeah? You can say T'Challa with the talking drum? I say, yeah. I can play that.
The composer also asked the drummer to improvise as he watched action scenes from Black Panther. A few weeks later, he flew Diop out to California to record.
First day when I do my sound check, my talking drum, my sound check with the action with my talking drum, all the people who was there, they jumping. Yeah, we're looking for this guy. We're looking for this instrument. I don't think so it exists. I say, I'm here.
Massamba Diop is most certainly here. He's already been signed for the next Black Panther film. At the same time, he says he'll keep sharing the message of his talking drum with school kids, one which he says calls on all people to just keep talking. For Here and Now, I'm Diane Orson.